Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. Well, we have come to a statement in Malachi chapter 2, which is very, very jarring to American ears, even American Christian American ears in our day. And it's a statement that many people have never heard, because of course Malachi is not a major portion of the Bible. But it's also a statement that many people have never heard because it is one of those statements that is often avoided to avoid giving unnecessary offense. But the statement relates to divorce, and it says this in verse 16 of chapter 2 of Malachi, "For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce." And we were talking about that on the broadcast yesterday when the time ran out, and we have to take it up and pursue it a little bit further today. But I guess you can tell by my willingness to deal with this jarring statement that I don't expect to ever become a popular preacher. I'd avoid this one. I'm not trying to couch my ministry in terms of being finding out what's most acceptable and giving that to people. But I decided a long time ago, by God's help and grace, I would teach the whole counsel of God, the best the Holy Spirit of God enables me to understand it, and just leave the results with Him. If it makes me less popular, so be it. That's not really my goal. That's not God's goal for me. My goal is to be faithful to God and to His Word, because that's what God commanded me to do. He made me a steward of this ministry of gospel teaching and preaching. And the Bible tells us that it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And that's the standard of evaluation. How faithful are you, preacher, to the Word of God that He has given to you? And so with that in mind, I am trying to be honest and faithful to this text of Scripture, and I hope that God the Holy Spirit will make it profitable to you as we continue this study. So thank you for joining me. If you haven't already tuned me out, thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, December 4. And many thanks to those who find these broadcasts valuable enough to help with the financial cost of maintaining the program on this station. Well, we're looking at this strong denunciation in Malachi 2:16. "For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce." The Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce. This is, of course, Malachi the prophet speaking. Malachi was a prophet. A prophet, by definition, is one to whom God gave his word for the prophet to declare that word to others. And so Malachi is telling us here what God has told him. The Lord God of Israel says. He said this to Malachi, and he told Malachi to proclaim it to the nation. The Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce. He detests divorce, a very strong and jarring word. But the question is, how are we to understand it? Are we just to take it exactly at face value? Is there something else? Is there something in the Hebrew here that could help soften this for us? I mean, this is a toughie, especially in the light of biblically legitimate divorces, and there are some, and some of you are involved in that. You are today a divorced person, and yet your divorce is biblically allowable. Your marriage partner was unfaithful to you. your marriage partner committed adultery with someone else. Your marriage partner broke the marriage covenant and was unfaithful to you, and perhaps in the process left you to go off with someone else. It can be all kinds of different details here, of course, but here you are left. You were trying to be faithful, and in biblical terms, you are what we call in this situation the innocent party. That word innocent not being an absolute term, but being a relative term in this situation. You're not the one who violated the marriage vows. You're not the one who stepped outside God's bounds of marriage. You are the one who was faithful. You are the one who was innocent. Your spouse sinned against you, and that constituted biblical grounds for divorce. No matter who initiated the divorce, you or your husband, it makes no difference. That constituted biblical grounds for divorce. And desertion, of course, is another reason. So, does this statement apply to you? That's the question I'm trying to get to here. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce. Does that mean God hates every divorce? That God hates the sin that causes divorce? Does God hate putting away, which is the term that is used for divorce here? Well, that's not an easy question to answer, though I'm going to get a little bit closer to it when we go on to the last part of verse 16. But right now, let me say this. In context, what this is saying is that God hates the kind of divorces that he's describing here. So the statement does not legitimately have to be understood universally, though I don't think we should say God loves divorce in any situation, and I don't think you would say that either. I think those of you who have been involved in a biblically allowable divorce are grieved by it. That's not what you wanted, but that's what happened to you. But in the context, this is the way to understand that. He has described a certain kind of action here by Jewish men in putting away loyal Jewish wives. The Lord has been witness, verse 14, between you and the wife of your youth. She's been loyal to you for many years, with whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet she is your companion. She's been faithful to you as a companion in marriage for many years. And your wife by covenant, the one that you made covenant vows to. And yet, you have put her away. And the Lord God says that he hates divorce. He hates divorces of that kind for sure. Can we extend the statement beyond that to other kinds? I think there may be a legitimate place to do it, but the only place where we can be absolutely dogmatically certain is the ones that fit this context. And those kinds of divorces that have just been described, God hates. And of course, it's clear that in this case, the object of his hatred, the object of his wrath in this situation is toward the husband who puts away the loyal wife. It's not that God has any animosity toward the wife whatsoever, but he certainly does toward the husband who is guilty of initiating a divorce of this kind. But now we go on to verse 16 to this statement, and it gives a very puzzling reason. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for, we read, it covers one's garment with violence. What in the world does that mean? Well, I take this to mean, and there's several possibilities. Let me give you three possibilities. Is this a general statement? We'll talk more about what that means. Is this a hypocritical statement? And we'll talk more about what that means. Or is this a symbolic statement? Now, here's the three possibilities. A general statement. Divorce covers the garment with violence. That is, the divorce has a violent ripple effect. Divorce is an act of violence against your spouse, against your children, against others. It leaves scars behind. It covers the garment, so to speak. That's sort of a symbolic statement it covers the garment of your marriage. It covers the garment of your situation with violence, this ripple effect that brings damage to so many other people, a general statement. A second possibility for this statement, covers the garment with violence, is that it is a hypocritical statement. In other words, here are the blood of your sacrifices on your garments. You've been to the altar. You brought your offerings. He's already made reference to that earlier. This is the second thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying. He does not regard the offering anymore, nor receive it with goodwill from your hands. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously. That's verses 13 and 14. So here is, in this context, a reference to Jewish men who were taking their animal sacrifices to the temple to be offered, all the while that they were grieving God by putting away their faithful Jewish wives. That certainly was an act of violence against their wives, but this covers the garment with violence could be a reference. Some think it's a reference to the blood of the sacrifices, that some of it would get splattered on the garments of people who went to the temple to offer animals and sacrifice in this way, is there on you, you know, as a testimony of your ceremonial act of worship while you were sinning. In other words, you were sinning by putting away your wife while you were engaged in religious activity, which makes it just all the more sinful. It was hypocritical worship. How many people do that? How many preachers do that? We have to examine our own hearts in this. Going through the motions of carrying out our duties, preaching God's word to people, and all the while disobeying God in our own lives while we are carrying on as if we are godly representatives of God, giving people the word of God, which in fact we are, but we're sinning against God while we're doing it, and we know we are. It's hypocritical. So this may be a statement that points to the hypocrisy of the situation. It covers the garments with violence. And then the third thing is, it possibly that the garment is a symbol of marriage. In other words, think of the book of Ruth. We're going to remember how Naomi told Ruth to slip in next to Boaz in the middle of the night and let him put his garment over you. And putting a garment over a woman was a way of claiming her as a wife. But instead of the protecting garment that you put over your Jewish wife at the beginning, you have now violated that garment with violence, with broken promises, with violence. So these are the three possibilities. I'm not sure what this means, but it covers the garment with violence. There's something jarringly out of place here. On the one hand, you are acting like you are a worshiping member of the covenant community, honoring God with your worship, when the fact of the matter is you are grieving God and sinning grievously all the while that you are claiming to be a worshiper of God. That kind of activity God hates. God hates divorce. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.